Let the good times roll with Jackie Bond on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oh, acid fill my date. Acid fill my date.
He's back. The dinosaur DJ is back with top tuning tunes.
My mom's favorite DJ.
The ancient one. Jackie Bond.
Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll. Let the good times roll.
Yes, good evening, dear listener. Jackie Bond here once again with Let the Good Times Roll. And on this show, it'll all be about the major hits of the 50s and early 1960s. We'll be having some sound bites as well. And here's the first one. It's from Jerry Lee Lewis, The Killer.
I was walking in the club. I was late that night. And I heard this guy singing a whole lot of shaking going on. And I listened to it and I said, man, I don't know where that's coming from. I said, that's Johnny singing it. I said, that is a hit. And he'd done the whole thing like, easy now, stand it in one spot and wiggle it around a little bit, you know. And that's where I learned a whole lot of shaking.
Great Jerry Lee Lewis there with his million seller, whole lot of shaking going on. Do you know, you take you back to the 50s. You remember the time when the quiff was king? I still do. I still got mine. I take it with me everywhere I go. You used to get really slicked up and then you would put your mittens around your kittens and go down to the dance hall and that would be at the hop.
Sweeping the nation at the hop. Let's go to the hop.
baby, let's go to the hop. Oh, baby, let's go to the hop. Come on, let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing and you can groove and you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks can get their kicks at the hop.
Yeah, 1958, that record was a hit all over the world. Four Italian-American guys from New York, led by Danny Rapp, Danny and the Juniors, a massive hit in 1958. And here's another group from the 50s, four black guys, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. They had a massive hit, mainly helped by a couple of rock and roll films, with a song called Why Do Fools Fall in Love. And everyone's been has sung that song for years and years and years. Frankie Lyman unfortunately passed away because he took too many drugs. And it's hugs, not drugs, we need. Here they are. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Why Do Fools Fall in Love.
Why do fools fall in love?
Now, in the 1950s, one of the great independent record labels was a specialty label of Hollywood. They were really making it big time back then, and they had the likes of Larry Williams, Loy Price, Little Richard, and here is Loy Price telling what it was like to follow Little Richard after a gig.
Little Richard was so hot. If you went into town behind Richard, say Indianapolis, Indiana, you had to wait 2 months if he was there, 3 months, because he would sweep the whole town clean. Everybody went to see Little Richard. He was so excited.
Late great Richard Pennyman. Now, it wasn't long, of course, before the this American great music came over here, and one of the great rock and roll songs, probably the best ever rock and roll song, was made in 1958 by Cliff Richard. He had a record called Move It, and the label will tell you that it was Cliff Richard and the Drifters, and we all know that the Drifters morphed into the Shadows, but on this record, none of the Shadows were on that record. There was no Hank Marvin, no Bruce Welch, no Jet Harris, no Tony Meehan. The lead guitarist was a guy called Ernie Shear, one of those wonderful session musicians. And we all know the great guitar riff, and here it comes. Ernie Shear with Cliff Richard and the rest of the Drifters, and it's Move It.
Say it's gonna die, but honey, please let's face it. Well, he just don't know what's going to replace it. Yeah, valleys and calypsos, I've got nothing on real country music that just drives along. We'll
your heart and soul. Well, let me tell you, baby, it's called rock and roll. They say it's gonna dive a honeybee, let's face it. They just don't know what's going to replace it. Alice and Calypso's have got nothing on real country music that just drives along.
Another little tidbit about that particular record, the original top side was going to be a song called Schoolboy Crush. But when Cliff went to go on to the Oh Boy show, Jack Good, the most wonderful producer of rock and roll, said, "Sorry, mate, you're going to play the other side. That's going to one that's going to be the hit." And he was right. He knew his stuff, did Jack Good, and it became a hit, and Cliff became the wonderful artist that he's been for decades and decades. Okay, probably one of the first rock and roll songs that everybody will remember is Rock Around the Clock. And this is Marshall Little, the bass player with the Comets, and also went on to become one of the lead guys in the group called the Johnny Mars. Here's Marshall Little, all about Rock Around the Clock.
Well, Rock Around the Clock was a big highlight in all of our lives because the song has gone on to be the best selling song ever recorded. And we recorded it on April 12th of 1954. And we recorded it in 30 minutes. We already knew the song. And we only had 30 minutes left after recording 13 Women and Only One Man in Town, which was the A side of the record session. And the A&R man said, "Okay, now that's a wrap. Go ahead and do that rock thing that you're going to do." That was what he told us. So we had 30 minutes left, and we did two takes on Rock Around the Clock, and they put those two together and made one great one out of it.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on, join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four.
Everyone, this is Buddy Holly
and the Crickets.
Oh, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's got me reeling when you say I love you. Rain on, the way you dance and hold me tight.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Yep, no doubt about it. We got the best music here on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you're listening to Let the Good Times Roll with the hits of the 1950s. Okay, here's a couple of guys you're going to remember. The Everly Brothers, Don and Phil. They had massive hits over here in the UK. In fact, their records were in our charts for 400 weeks. Here they are on one of their killers, Till I Kissed Ya.
Like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah, thank you. Since I kissed ya, uh-huh, my life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah, you got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. Uh-huh, I kissed ya. Oh yeah, you don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah. Realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about you. Now I can't live without you. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. Uh-huh, I kissed you. Oh yeah, I kissed you. Uh-huh. I kissed ya. Oh yeah, I kissed ya.
Roy Orbison's our next up and coming lad. He was born in Wink in Texas, and in those days all the roads led to Memphis. And he wanted to sing for Sam Phillips of Sun Records, which he did, and he made a few great rockabilly records. But then he moved on. He moved on to Monument Records because Roy knew that he had a great voice and he wanted to do sort of ballads with strings and all that sort of thing. So they made a whole heap of great records on the Monument label. And this is the boss at Monument, Fred Foster, telling you about one of the records that they changed to, because they couldn't keep doing all those ballads.
I tried to keep him balanced a little bit because those operatic ballads were wonderful and gorgeous. You know, the crying and the running scared and it's over and all those. But I said, Roy, we've got to keep you from getting stale in the people's taste, you know. If you keep doing these, one after the other, pretty soon they're all going to sound alike. So we need to intersperse rhythm stuff, you know, pure ballads without the high notes and all. And he was very agreeable, you know, and he got time to do an up-tempo song. And he came to call me one day and said, I think we got something. He and Bill Dees, his co-writer, he said, well, I think we may have something. And he brought me a song called Pretty Woman.
Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet.
Oh yeah, the great voice of Roy Orbison. And I cheated a bit with that one. That one came from 1964, but I had to include it. Absolutely great song. Reached number two here in the UK. Now, the most popular group of the 1950s was, what do you think? Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Everly Brothers, Danny and the Juniors? No. These guys, they were everywhere, all over, like a rash. The wonderful Platters, featuring the voice of Tony Williams, and it's Twilight Time.
Heavenly shades of night are falling, it's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling, 'tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again. That fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. Here in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous. Sweet and simple way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together at last at twilight time. Together at last at twilight time.
Tony Williams, what a voice. Now, one of the most popular American rock and rollers to come over here was Gene Vincent. In fact, he came over here more often than anyone else. He was a great performer, though he did suffer terribly from a leg that was damaged in a motorcycle accident in America, but he always gave of his best. Here he is on the song that made him famous, Bebopalula. Let's hear from Gene first.
I might be a no good son of a gun, but there's one thing I can do. I know my music. Can't mess me up on it, baby. Try it. Yeah, I wear black leather. I'm a different type of person, I guess, than any other man. I drink, smoke, cuss, and go out with women.
Well, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby.
Well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teams. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean my baby.
Bebopalula, she.
The great Gene Vincent. Now, one of the guys to this particular scene I'm going to be talking about is Ricky Nelson. Now, Ricky Nelson had loads of hits in the late 1950s, and this one I'm going to steal again came out in 1963. It was a big, big favourite. I actually saw him at the Royal Albert Hall in 1985 in the October, and on two or three months later, he was dead, killed in a plane crash. So, 1985, 20 years after he was really making those great hit records, I went to see Ricky at the Albert Hall, and he looked absolutely terrific. He looked the real rockabilly star. This is one of my favourites, as I said. This one from 1963, Fools Rush In, the great Ricky Nelson.
Fools Rush In, where angels fear to tread. And so I come to you, my love, my heart above my head. Though I see the danger there, if there
Now, no show like this would ever be complete without an Elvis Presley song, so I'm going to play Don't Be Cruel. Now, Don't Be Cruel was not a record he put out on Sun Records, it was RCA, but here is Sam Phillips telling us what he was trying to find, what sort of singer he was trying to find back in the day.
I never claimed to be a genius or anything like that. I don't even know what a genius is. But I'd said for a long time, if I could find a white person that could sing with the feel and the essence and the naturalness that a black person could convey, that I could make $1 billion, $1 million, I don't remember what it was, but it's a big figure. But I wanted somebody, Elvis Presley, fit that mold.
Oh. You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel.
The King, Elvis Presley. You're listening to Jackie Bond with Let the Good Times Roll on Cambridge 105 Radio, with hits from the 60s and one or two from the very early 1960s. Okay, I've got one for you now from a guy who is still recording today. He just put out a new CD out just a short while ago, Dion DiMucci. So here they are, the Dion DiMucci and the Belmonts and the Wanderer. Oh, how we dance to this.
Oh, and I'm the type of guy who will never settle down. Where pretty girls are, well, you know that I'm around. I kiss them and I love them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer, yeah, the Wanderer. She asked me which one I love the best. I tear open my shirt and I show a rosy on my chest. Cause I'm a wanderer, yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 around. Oh, well, I roam from town to town. I go through life without a care. And I'm as happy as a clown. I with my two. But I'm going nowhere. Oh yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never in one place. I roam around.
'cause I'm a wanderer, yeah, a wanderer. I roam around, 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 'cause I'm a wanderer.
Now, there were two artists in the 1950s who were probably the biggest sellers, especially in America. That would have been Elvis Presley and Fats Domino. Yeah, Fats Domino. Fats Domino was a big, big seller of vinyl. He made a whole lot of money and lived and never moved from New Orleans. A lot of his stuff was arranged and songs were written by his big, big friend, Dave Bartholomew. Here's Dave.
First, Fats Domino, he was at the Hideaway Club that was downtown New Orleans, Louisiana. We walked into the place. Lou Chubb was with me, the guy who owned Imperial Record Company at the time. The whole place was rocking. And I say, this guy has got it.
Fats Domino. I saw him once, Hammersmith Apollo, there with his New Orleans band. Wow, absolute knockout. I think he pushed the piano. I think it was one of those gigs where he pushed the piano around with his stomach while still playing it. The great Fats Domino. Okay, now, first of all, before I go on with the next record, I would like to say to you listeners that all these sound bites that I have are given to me by kind permission of the Texas Heritage Music Foundation and the radio producer Lex Gillespie, and I thank them very much. They've done for years, they've allowed me to use these sound bites. Next record is called Peter Gunn. Peter Gunn was a big hit for Duane Eddy, and here's the little story. I think I may have told it before, but I'll tell you it again. In 1960, I went over to the first gig that I had ever been to. I think it was 14 years of age. I went to the Elephant and Castle, the Trocadero Cinema, one of the biggest cinemas in Europe at the time, and I went to see Duane Eddy. It had Bobby Darin and Clymer Thatcher on the bill, but I was really there to see Duane. And he was performing with his American band, the likes of Jimmy Troxel, Larry Nettle and Jim Horn on sax. And it was one of the few gigs that they were allowed to be all together because of some dispute with the British Musicians Union. It was electrifying because I had his records, but obviously no one had ever seen him in the UK before. I was in the balcony And he closed the first half, and the curtains pulled back, and we heard this noise. I did not believe it. I think it is absolutely fantastic. And what's that, 40, 60 years later? I still think it's terrific. The great Duane Eddy, Peter Gunn. Yes, the great Peter Gunn. Always gives me the shivers, that record. Okay, before I go, and I do have to go, I'm afraid, you can, don't forget that you can listen to this show and all the other great music shows here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Just go into our website, cambridge105.co.uk. You'll see the writing saying on demand at the top right hand side. Just press on that, check it out, and scroll down till you find your favourite programme. No excuse not to miss any show here on Cambridge 105 Radio. I say I've got to go. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Love being with you once again. I hope you enjoyed all the hits from the 50s and early 60s. Here we're going to play out with the Dupree's and Have You Heard? Ciao, everyone.
Found some With a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you